This is episode 1071. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode in our series this week. We explore a different series every single week here at the podcast. And I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every single day. Well, our series this week is all about managing conflict using the wisdom from Sun Tzu, The Art of War, written way back in the late 6th century. It's a classic book about how to manage conflict. Hopefully, before you even go into battle, because the goal is to manage conflict so that you don't have to go into battle. In today's episode, you'll experience the wisdom of Sun Tzu as he encourages you to seek out new opportunities. And so this will be a technique for confidence. And every single Friday, this happens to be for Friday's episode, I like to share with you an herb, because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. And so I'm going to share with you how you can use lavender to be calmer, to sleep better, and to help soothe different areas of your body, such as your skin, your eyes, and your hair. So this is what you'll experience today. I'm going to share with you first lavender tea benefits, and then we'll move over to the wisdom of Sun Tzu, and then I'll guide you in a technique to help you explore your own confidence as you manage conflict. You can do this in your meditation today, or as you go about your day, in your day-to-day life. You don't always have to use these techniques exclusively while you're seated meditating. Take them into your day. Make them part of your life. So the tea, lavender, and I shared with you many benefits of lavender. And lavender is an herb that is so common that it's easy to take for granted. But it's a very calming herb that you might not want to overlook. It's often an herb that's mixed in as a flavoring or fragrant agent with other herbs, such as you might see lavender mint tea or green tea with lavender. So it makes a very complementary type of herb. And one thing that lavender does is when you have a very agitated mind, it helps to calm you. Likewise, if your scalp or your skin is agitated, it helps to disinfect and soften and soothe your skin. It also helps to improve your blood circulation and your respiratory system. So you might want to try lavender. And as it helps you to breathe better and to calm your mind, this naturally helps you to sleep better. And getting lots of great sleep can be a fantastic way to help you manage conflict. So now you have an herb to try as you explore Sun Tzu and the art of war to manage conflict. And I want to mention that even with a common herb such as lavender, you still want to check with your physician just to make sure that it's not going to harm you in any way, especially if you take other medications or you're breastfeeding or pregnant. Always check with your physician when you take any herb. Now, on to the wisdom of Sun Tzu. So Sun Tzu says, in regard to opening up to the world around you, opportunities around you, and feeling confident to do so, what he says is opportunities multiply as they are seized. So the best way to gain confidence or to get what you want, whether you want to manage conflict or whether you want to try something that's a little more daring than you usually attempt. So this is a great way for you to remember to just start the process of seizing any opportunity. And then you start to realize, oh, that wasn't so difficult, or maybe you didn't excel at some opportunity you attempted, but you learned something new. And so this leads you to another opportunity, and then another opportunity, and pretty soon it snowballs. And along with it is you become more confident because you're out there engaging in the world, and you're also learning and meeting with success. So when you're meditating today, think about opportunities around you that you'd like to explore, and maybe you felt a little intimidated. Go out there and try to initiate pursuing this opportunity in some way, even in a small way. And as you gain success doing that, you'll feel propelled to try to go a little further with this opportunity. And then you'll go a little further and a little further, and pretty soon you do begin to master a particular quality in your life. Maybe that's how it was when you first started meditating. You may have started off like I did, just sitting down, relaxing with some tea, sipping tea, and then starting to notice what stillness felt like. Because I really didn't know what it felt like to experience stillness, because you don't really know what it's like unless you practice experiencing stillness and you get better and better at it. And that's what meditation helps you to do so beautifully. So for yourself, you can think of any number of opportunities that you've attempted, and now they're just an ingrained part of your life. So think of this when you manage conflict, how you can do this, you can resolve this. You can move forward, or you can work on improving any situation. And you can think of this in regard to attempting something amazing that you want to try out in your life. So take this into your meditation, remembering opportunities multiply as they are seized. Thinking of opportunities around you and then opening up to those opportunities as you meditate. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation that lasts anywhere from 15 minutes to a half hour, I invite you to a membership subscription site that I have at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like sipping a cup of tea, like we talked about, A-N-D-O-M, Om. Om is often what we might say when we meditate. So there you can try for 2 weeks a subscription membership site, daily brand new guided meditations, with access to over 1,000 meditations, as well as a slowdown guide with all the techniques for each series listed, and a journal customized with the series in case you want to explore a particular series a little more in depth by journaling along with it. Again, you can find this at sipandom.com. You also get a private Facebook group just for members of this membership site. Now go into your meditation, opening up to opportunities. opportunities around you. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.